Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. First responders are on the job in Oklahoma, where there are tens of thousands of power outages following strong storms last night. Local media reports say several tornadoes touched down in the state. There is said to be significant damage in the small town of Sulphur. Forecasters say the severe storm risk will push into the lower Mississippi Valley today and tomorrow. In eastern Nebraska, residents are searching debris after an EF3 tornado ripped through the area on Friday. More than 150 homes in Omaha's western suburbs were leveled by the storm. Nebraska Public Radio's Brian Beach has more.
Preliminary damage reports indicate the tornado had winds up to 165 miles per hour when it hit Elkhorn, Nebraska, just after 4 p.m. Friday. No deaths and only a few minor injuries have been reported, something Chris Franks with the National Weather Service says is a testament to people taking warnings seriously.
When you see events like this around the country with this level of damage on tornadoes on the ground for this long, and almost inevitably you end up with fatalities or critical injuries.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says he received a call from President Biden offering federal support for the cleanup process. More severe storms are expected in the Midwest throughout the remainder of the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Brian Beach in Omaha, Nebraska.
In Tel Aviv last night, thousands gathered calling for a ceasefire with Hamas and the return of the remaining hostages a Palestinian militant group still holds. Sahiro Shahar Moore was among them. Hamas is holding one of his relatives.
Families of the hostages, we are gathered to call upon the cabinet members, get out of government if you can't secure a hostage deal now.
The protesters took to the streets after Hamas released a video that appears to show two Israeli hostages who have been held in Gaza since Hamas's attack on Israel more than 6 months ago. A ceasefire deal will be on the agenda when Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Saudi Arabia tomorrow. Texas Supreme Court has ruled that universities are not financially liable for the in-person experiences students lost during the COVID-19 pandemic. From member station KERA to Lawani Osapamo reports.
Luke Hogan alleged SMU stripped students of an in-person college experience when the pandemic hit in spring 2020 and the school went to remote instruction. Students at SMU each paid an estimated $25,000 in tuition and more than $3,000 in fees. But the Texas Supreme Court ruled that a 2021 law retroactively protects SMU from having to pay that back and that the law doesn't violate the Texas Constitution. George Christian is with the Texas Civil Justice League.
I think the legislature felt sort of act of God situation like this. You know, everybody had to take a hit, and they did.
Critics say the COVID liability protection law was passed specifically to protect universities. For NPR News, I'm Toluwani Osibemowo in Dallas.
This is NPR. South Dakota governor and potential Donald Trump vice presidential pick Kristi Noem is defending her decision to shoot and kill a family dog. She wrote about the incident in her forthcoming memoir, and as NPR's Emma Bowman reports, it's drawing criticism from Democrats and animal rights groups.
The Guardian published excerpts of Noem's story about a 14-month-old wire-haired pointer named Cricket. Noem, the Republican governor of South Dakota, says the dog was aggressive and, quote, less than worthless as a hunting dog. She said the dog ruined a pheasant hunting trip, later attacked another family's chickens, and bit her. She then realized she had to put the dog down. Animal welfare group PETA denounced the governor for shooting the dog instead of trying to train her or find another owner. On Friday, Noem responded to the backlash. In a post on X, she said, quote, we love animals, but tough decisions like this happen all the time on a farm. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
Harvey Weinstein is in a New York City hospital this weekend. He was taken there from jail after his return to the city following an appeals court ruling that nullified his 2020 rape conviction. On Thursday, the New York Court of Appeals vacated Weinstein's conviction, ruling that the trial judge permitted too much evidence not directly related to the charges against him. President Biden joked about himself and directed jabs at Donald Trump at last night's annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, D.C. He appeared at the gathering as protesters were outside the event demonstrating against the war in Gaza. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington, D.C.